You did a country song when you were here last time, back in April.
Yeah.
Did a little country song on the stage there.
Oh, Lucille, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That was named after B.B. King's guitar.
A floozy, that guitar, I tell you. I picked it up.
Well, hey, that guitar picked B.B. King up, you know, so you're talking with about a very forward guitar there. I think it's great, you know, you guys have your choice of everybody in the world to open up for you, and you got B.B. King. I think that is just so super. I'm a Chicago girl, blues, you know, I love it. I wore my Muddy Waters t-shirt here tonight.
All right.
Just for you guys, because he's like my patron
saint.
She's
taking it off.
Oh. Look at that, baby. And you know, I understand that you do have like a real deep respect and fascination almost with American R&B music. You don't get it in Ireland, do you? Did you ever hear it? Hey, no, stop. Oh, stop.
At least we do, but not very often. Sorry.
Well, you know, it's not, you don't grow up on it, right? You know, it's not like you can hear it tuning the Memphis radio station at night and pick up, you know, anybody on the radio. On the radio.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
On the radio. Your sex is neat.
That's right. We get Dr. Ruth nowadays.
On the radio?
Well, we prefer the blues, though.
I think the connection with American music and R&B music is very much that coming from Ireland, you have a kind of an experience of, you know, the next thing between you and America is just water. There's nothing else. You know, you feel very close to America. And I think with the emigration from Ireland, I mean, your family came over,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. I think the kind of the feeling of family and togetherness that you get through country music and folk music and that kind of resolve to carry on is something that we could feel in a lot of blues and R&B music in America. And it was what we first started to identify with once we got past the Big Macs and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And once you got past the Big Mac, you know, the Stones, the first time they come, like after they did their Monster American tour, they came back and did a Satisfaction, you know, song. And when you guys really, you know, I guess that where you recorded the Wide Awake in America was pretty much when you went from almost a cult college radio station kind of a band to this massive, you know, appeal band. Did that scare you? Did that shock you? Or were you ready for it?
Our ambition in life was always to be one of the monsters in rock.
We believe that.
What is a monster in rock, by the way? I've seen this written about in newspapers, the monster of rock, and then, like, is it just a reference to groups like the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin or big music?
I mean, it's a beast, you know?
Dinosaurs, maybe.
It's for people with very deep voices, isn't it? Isn't that what it is?
Well, maybe it could be like a beast, you know, and it gets out of control from you. You know, where it seems like you too is, you know, it's so much more than just you four guys sitting here, you know, having a cup of coffee and talking about, you know, America.
Well, the problem is, I think, is people get mixed up between the biggest and the best. Because there's a difference. People say U2, the biggest band in the world, means nothing to us. And why should it, you know? I mean, there's people out there whose music I couldn't have in my house who sell more records than U2 and always will sell more records than U2. Doesn't make them better. Doesn't make us better that we sell more records than the Velvet Underground ever did. Doesn't make us better at all. What's important is just to make the music. But the industry, the people in the industry, like to create this myth around the biggest. Mm-hmm. Biggest. It's like, you know, when you're a kid, you're always fascinated by the, you know, the tallest building, the widest road, the fastest car. Then it gets the fastest guitar player. Isn't that right, Edge?
The fastest woman.
No. Edge, you really, yes. We're going to have to take him home early.
He's got a glaze in his eye there, huh?
Sorry, where am I? I know you.
Barry,
who said that?
Barry Fay called and sent his greetings and his love to all you folks.
He's a nice woman.
Sorry.
And when you were here in April, I met a writer from a Denver paper. I don't recall the fellow's name, but he had a chance to speak with you. And you were, one thing he said to me as you were talking, in your music, you were looking to express kind of a balance or search for a direction, like spiritually and, you know, like the balance of the man creatively, spiritually, and sexually, you know, through the music.
Sounds complicated.
Did he make that up?
It sounds like something we probably ought to have said, but never did. We suffer with this a lot, actually. You know, people actually think that this is what we mean, and in interviews they write it down. Sometimes we do take ourselves terribly seriously. Normally, it's in the middle of making a record, when your whole world is filled with words and music, and you'll do an interview, and that's all you'll be able to talk about, and they'll think that you're completely obsessed, and of course you are. And at times like that, you may make statements that you believe then and still do believe, but sound really over the top. And I am very capable of making those kind of over the top statements in that state of mind. And so when people bring them up 6 months down the road, we just change the subject.
What time is it? You can throw that coffee at me if you want to. What time is it? Well, let's play a little music and we'll regroup and talk about the film. How's that sound?
Okay.
Yeah.
And perhaps you'd like to introduce this with the songs that you're going to do in the film that will roll together.
What is it?
Bullet the Blue Sky.
All right. Bullet the Blue Sky. Yeah, and could you play it without breaking?
Well, we'll go right in. As they shall do in the film. You got it. You two, you'll see this on Saturday and on Sunday. You guys at Sun Devil Stadium.